people are worried about what it's going to be like being confined in a particular space for 3 weeks with someone who is potentially violent or abusive. Now, we know that hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps millions of people, are experiencing this around the country, notably women. And it came out during the course of last year, the angst about gender-based violence that exists in our society. So many people have been using work and other forms of moving out of home as a way of just reducing the number of incidents associated with gender-based violence. And the worry is that they are going to increase during this 21-day lockdown. Now, the Independent Newspapers Group tells us that the Commission for Gender Equality is going to be working very closely with the police to combat gender-based violence against women and children during this lockdown. And we thought we should bring the spokesperson into the conversation, Javu Baloyi, joining us on the line now. Javu, always good to have you with us. Thank you very much for being with us today. So tell me how you're working with government to ensure that if any gender-based violence cases rear their head during these 21 days, you'll be able to deal with them effectively.
Thank you, Joanna, and thank you for having the Commission for Gender Equality. What we'll be doing, we had meetings before, prior to this, and before we have got a working relationship with South African police in all the provinces with the generals and his deputies, whereby we have got, somebody alert us to some of the issues, even in cases where police at times are downright saying we can't open a case, we know where to unlock the chain to say, look, this police station is not assisting this gender-based violence case. Because some of these police think that gender-based violence is only physical. Meanwhile, there's a verbal abuse, there's emotional, psychological abuse. And that's what gets us worried during this lockdown period that, look, you are going to be staying with strangers, a stranger of a husband, of a partner of some sort, who you hardly stay together almost the entire week. Somebody comes back late or does whatever, and now you are confined in a small space together. What will then happen? Because we might not be there wherever. That's why we're giving through our public notice with SABC and other platforms. I'm sorry to mention another radio station there, but it is because of the situation now, Joanne. We are going to give our toll-free number 0800-007-709 and also use the gender-based violence commander. We are not going to be closing as a Commission for Gender Equality, Joanne. Most of us will be waiting. Yes. So that we know, because these things are going to happen. We mustn't just look the other side, think that it's going to be happening, and we must be ready for it, and the police must assist us. And we're happy the Minister, Becky Kleiler, even said, look, we are going to have a lot of special units that are going to deal with these issues. And as a Commission for Gender Equality, we are here and it is ready to serve and ensure that, you know, there are less commotion in the homes. Kids are not subjected to violent behavior by most of us men. And that should be said. And also, we are also pleading to men, Joanne, during this period, to say, let us introspect as men, all of us, including myself, that we change our behavior, our wayward ways, ensure that, you know, we are exemplary and be supportive of our families. And also, this can change a lot of people's character and can change them for good. And that's what we're hoping for.
I'm really hoping the same will happen, Javu. Tell me, how easy is it going to be for people to report a gender-based violence or child abuse case, given that you're now sharing these very close quarters with people and there's very little opportunity for you to perhaps be able to contact someone for help?
We're hoping that parents will, when they listen to us through 702, they will do what is right, educate their kids, to have our toll-free number, have 702 cell phone landline to call them. 702 can alert us, because these are scrupulous people. They know they've got good modi operandi. They might break the cell phones during this period. They might lock them away during this period. They must do anything that is possible to ensure that, you know, nobody gets access to them. We are hoping that even the police, when they patrol, when they see something amiss, they will alert. They will take it upon themselves. And we're hoping that, you know, somehow, somewhere, we'll able to get to them through in time, that they will know dangerous thing that will happen to them. It's going to be difficult. That's why we are terribly concerned about this period, that, you know, those abusers have got a fun way of, you know, acting and also beating the system, that, you know, we hope it will be free for people to get to engage with us. So even if we give them toll-free numbers, they might not be able to, because it will be a far-flung area. There will be no network at times. And we're hoping there won't be a load shedding this time, because that can impact, because when there's no network, it's a problem. When there's no electricity, it's a problem with the network, more especially in rural areas. It's something that worries us. But we're hoping that, you know, SCPF, if they are being declared essential workers, and other police that we work with them throughout the provinces will assist us tremendously in ensuring that we arrest the scourge of gender-based violence during the 21 days.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Jabu Boloi. He's spokesperson for the Commission of Gender Equality. Let me just revise those numbers for you. I'll tweet them as well. These are the toll-free numbers, 0800 007 709. The other number you can call, 0800 150 150. That's a really easy one to remember. 0800 150 150 if you want to report a case of gender-based violence or child abuse during this lockdown.